Hey, Seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum. We are now besties. Let's do this. Hello, Seeker. Welcome back to the Awakening Her podcast. How's it going today? Hello, hello. My name is Talia Joy. If you are new here, or if this is one of the first episodes you are listening to, hello, what a beautiful one to listen to. Today we are talking about living authentically and awakening your true authentic self, what this means, how it interacts with manifesting and awakening and living your best life filled with joy and purpose and meaning. Living authentically and living as your true authentic self is truly, it's the cool thing to do. It is the path to enlightenment. It is the path. It is the quote unquote work. It is the healing. It is the self-growth. It is the manifestation. It is the transformation, the metamorphosis. It is exactly the journey that you are in right now. And we're going to talk all about that. There are about 10 key points that I'm going to go over today, what it means to live authentically. And also, of course, I'm going to describe and explain how this amplifies your manifestation mojo and really gives you that momentum, the quote unquote alignment, all of it. We're going to get into that. So if you're on an awakening journey looking to become everything that you know you're meant to be, this is the episode for you. And before we launch in, I want to let you know about my second podcast called On the Path, and it truly is the How to Do the Work podcast. It is a subscription podcast. The link is below in the show notes. It's a community. It's a vibe. We do monthly challenges. It least weekly episodes. It has my entire methodology that you can listen to from beginning to end, which is the process of awakening, of your transformation, of your manifestation. It is growth in a box, okay? It's growth in a podcast. And so there's the methodology, the coursework, and then there's also these weekly episodes, and as I say, challenges, deep dives, all the things. It is truly a beautiful place to be. So the Awakening Her podcast here is where I talk about these topics. And, you know, one of the most recent ones was self-love and manifesting. And I'm sharing with you why this topic is so important and some of the tools. And then On the Path is, this is what you do. This is how you implement the work. We're taking these concepts like self-love and self-trust and intuition and healing and manifesting and taking action and rewiring your brain and all of these different self-growth tools. And we're implementing them week by week in a really broken down and simple way. So if you're looking for that anchor on how to do the work, I also put in meditations and all sorts of things. Basically, I made this podcast, don't tell anyone, I made this podcast for my clients because I'm constantly going, you know, from here, I think listening to the healing training on the path or listening to the sacred reparenting to really anchor in this work we're doing. I created it as an in-depth resource that I, you know, I have in mind my high paying driven clients that are really ready for the work. That's who I created it for. So if you want to join in this and really get behind the scenes of what I teach my clients and to do it in a self-growth way, if you're ready, if you're a seeker on the path looking for that spiritual guidance and these tools, On the Path is definitely for you. And as I said, the link is below. It's a monthly subscription, so you can join. At this time, it's only $27. You can join and you can quit at any time or opt out if it doesn't resonate with you. So you really have nothing to lose, so much to gain by coming over there, implementing the work, getting a solid daily practice, really knowing how to heal, how to reprogram, how to manifest, how to awaken into everything you're meant to be. So join On the Path. Other than that, before we launch into the content today, I have to share because I'm so brimming about the shift. I'll be short and sweet. A lot of you have heard about it by now. It is filling up fast. We have packages that have been sent out in the mail. This has been so fun behind the scenes creating this, and it is powerful. We've got 4 signature workshops over a 2-day self-growth weekend. We start with morning meditations. We've got lots of fun surprise exercises and different things that we are doing. You get a package in the mail with some a gift and some materials, and it's just such a powerful experience, and it hasn't even happened yet. So if you're listening to this, it's the beginning of April or the middle of April, the shift is happening April 20th and 21st, but you have to sign up by at least the 10th to get your package on time, because the package has materials that we're going to use in some of the exercises. So I highly recommend jumping in right now. There's payment plans you can get in for as little as $77. It is a transformation weekend. It's an experience. It is going to be community, connection, guidance, support, clarity, healing. It is everything that you are about right now. And if you're ready for that shorter, denser portal that really shifts something deep inside you permanently, this is the place to be. I invite you into the shift, the 2-day self-growth weekend, where we are coming in caterpillars and we are leaving butterflies. I am committed to that. Awakening something deep inside you, helping you to heal and release and truly move forward. So join us in the shift. The link for that, of course, is below as well. Okay, so we're going to talk about living authentically, activating your true authentic self. And in the shift, I have a signature workshop called Awakening Your True Authentic Self, because this is such a central theme. And I was thinking, if I only have these people for 2 days and it's the most deep immersive experience, we have to start with authenticity activation and embracing your true self. So this is what we're going to dive into today. And so if you've ever wondered, like, who am I really? What lights me up? What do I want for my life? What is important to me? And this deeper wondering, I mean, P.S., of course you've wondered that, because you're here, you're in an awakening. That is what the awakening process is awakening from being just the things that people have told you, or the labels. You're a mom, you're a dad, you're, you know, however old, you make this much money. This is your profession, you're white, you're this, you're that, like whatever it is, all these different labels of our ethnicity, our religion, our family, you know, tall, short, whatever it is, you know, diagnoses, like all these things that make up quote unquote who we are. The awakening process is where we start to realize that that shit is not the essence of who we truly are. We are a soul on a journey. And as you start to be called by spirituality, by self-growth, maybe you've been someone like me that's been to like therapy or counselor since I was like a teenager, because I've always been into like self-growth and quote unquote figuring myself out. And as I've moved through time, it's merged hugely with spirituality. And now it's this spiritual self-growth path. And what that actually is soul ascension. But we're not going to get totally into that today, but that's the exciting part of what I do, is I know that every single client that comes to me, every seeker that listens to this podcast, everybody that joins the shift and joins on the path, you are ascending your soul as you grow. So even if on a human plane, you're going like, I really want to heal self-sabotage or get to the root of my anxiety, and you're just trying to like live a better life and, you know, grow on a soul level, your soul is also ready to grow. And there's some human things that have been holding you back. So as we step into healing and self-awareness and authenticity, as we're talking about today, we are actually ascending our soul. And you wouldn't be here if you weren't an old soul. That's 100%, because newer souls are not interested in this type of stuff. They would never click on the podcast. They'd never be searching things about manifestation or healing or growth or spirituality. It just wouldn't come in. And if it came in, they would just ignore it and look the other way. But we've all been young souls too. So we are just in this old soul era where we're interested in self-growth again, because we're here for deep transformation. So knowing that, understanding that, the process of awakening, the process of what you're here for, this transformation, is coming back to who you truly are, which in a flip side fun fact is who you've always been before you were labeled with things, or trauma happened where you believed less of yourself and you were impacted. When you were a squishy baby as a clean slate, you were truly authentic. before the stuff happened that changed your life forever, before you were told, you know, this is your name, this is your race, this is what you're going to do when you grow up, or this is where you live. I am Canadian. Like, yes, of course, in the human realm, I'm Canadian, or my family, most of my family's from England. You know, I'm left-handed, I'm a Scorpio, my name is Talia, sure, all these things, but that's not who I truly am. And that is the process where you're going to find the most freedom, the most healing, the most liberation, and the most purpose. I'm going to start talking about purpose a little bit more on the show because it is so important to understand that's not what today's is about. But when we are living authentically, we are more in purpose. We are in soul alignment. So what does it mean to live authentically? As I just touched on, before you were kind of scarred by the shit that's happened to you, I know for me, I was bullied at a young age, insecurities. I was also like, I'm an empath. I'm a highly sensitive person. So I experience life differently than some people, but also probably similarly to how some of you do who are empaths and sensitives and introverts and all that. But before the traumas happened, before the separation from wholeness happened, I was living authentically. So I personally lived out in the country when I was a kid and we had a garden and I'd play in trees and I had imagination and like imaginary friends and, you know, playing. We didn't even have TV for most of my first years, which I think is actually probably very good for me because I spent a lot of time outside. My mom grew a lot of our food and it was very like authentic, meaning I just wore like secondhand clothes, like twirling around, climbing trees for hours. And in my imagination, in my creativity, in my liberation, in my me-ness, right? You were in your full you-ness at some point. And I've worked with many clients that had very traumatic things happen very early on, where they don't even remember ever twirling around and climbing trees. And that's okay too. Either way, there is still an authentic you in there under that programming. So that's why you're called to healing, because there's a part of you, a deeper part of you that knows that's not who you truly are. You want to live as this fully expressed, confident person, but you've been told you're not smart enough or you'll never succeed, or you have to work really hard, or you're never, you know, doing well enough, you're not doing it perfect, or whatever, you know, these things are. So the journey is coming back to living authentically, back to who you were before you believed anything shitty about yourself. So this is where we are in our creativity, in our expression, in our joy. And so to talk about the true authentic self, this energy is your home base. As I said to you, this is the energy that you are, that you came with, that you were born with. And I truly believe this is how God, universe, life made you. You're a whole bunch of unique gene expressions, a combination of all your lineages and all the direct, like it's a miracle that you are who you are with that birthmark or those freckles or the height you are. The number of components and even genes and different like evolutionary things that have had to happen to make you who you are is truly unique. Just like every tree is unique, every rock is unique, you are meant to be unique. You're not meant to be like anybody else. When you are the real you, you have a light inside you that helps to, that inspires other people, that gives you peace to be in that authentic light. I'll get to more of that in a second. But this means that you start to give yourself permission to come back to imagination, to come back to play, to come back to being in the moment. This is who you truly are. This is how spirit made you. So the real you contains a unique blueprint that we can see through our personality, through our core values, through our passions, our talents. So you might be in your personality or in your tendencies, you might be really compassionate, or you might be really helpful or resourceful or kind and giving. You might be a naturally gifted musician or artist or chemist or mathematician or anything else. You might have a natural ability to work with numbers, or you might, you know, have this drive to help minority women or help single mothers or help people in a community that you're in. You might have a natural sense of humor, a natural way of looking at things. Maybe it's looking at the bright side, or like me, I always saw like the deep side of things, right? Within these natural unisses, unisses, universe, whoa, okay. Within this natural you, is who you're truly meant to be. And the thing is we need people of all kinds. We need the chemists, we need the musicians, we need the empaths, we need the heart-centered nurturers, we need the builders, we need the moms and the dads, and we need all of the things. So when you're being who you truly are, it actually is how we are all meant to be. Meant to exist and coexist. I like to think back in more like tribal communities or simpler communities, you know, back in our development or our evolution, there was kind of like the natural, like the roles would come forward. And it might have been sometimes about gender, but also like the natural medicine man or medicine woman. The natural teachers, the natural doctor, like there would be the people that were really good at building, the people that were really good at hunting, the people that were really good at like breastfeeding all the kids. There was like these natural talents and tendencies that come from within us. And when we all relax and be us, we actually naturally can find more of a harmonious way of living. But we don't live in those small communities anymore, but we do still have, it's still really important to come back to who you truly are. Because that's where you express your authentic light. And if you do anything to help others as a profession or you feel called to, that's where your mojo, that's where your success is going to come from, is being really you. You don't listen to this show because I remind you of 17 other people. There's something about me that maybe there's a way you hear it or whatever. Same with the other people you listen to. There's something about them that you really need, you know, this way of saying things. And it's when I'm being me that you naturally feel the most. So, how do we start to uncover our authentic self? This is where I do, and where we're going to do in the shift, and I do with all my clients. You know this if you've worked with me. We do your core values, and we start to ask ourselves, like, what is really important to me right now? So the first part of living as your authentic self is living in alignment with your values, because this comes from within you too. So some of my core values are freedom, nature, health, growth. Those are my solid core values. They've been important to me forever, since I can remember. And they're also my blueprint to health, healing, nourishment, and flourishing. So if I'm feeling off, if I'm feeling discombobulated, I immediately go, where have I either been neglecting or what needs some love? Do I need to go into nature? Do I need to go into self-growth? Like, what is this teaching me? Or is it maybe health? I need to chug some water, maybe do a meditation or go for a walk. How do I need to embrace myself? So you start to live in alignment with your values while also asking you, like, what is important to you going forward? That is your inner truth, your inner wisdom. So when you live in alignment with what is really important to you, you start to be more authentic. Maybe you're like a colorful artist inside, but you've been led to, you know, have a drier lifestyle, or you became a lawyer and it just doesn't light you up. I'm going to recommend that when you get home at night, you have a project going on. You're working with canvases or doing your dot art or, you know, whatever it is that you do, you play your instrument when you can, because that's the thing that's going to liven you up. But we often squish down what's really important to us. Like, it's easy to shove aside nature to be like, oh, I'm busy, right? I got to go to work. I got to go home. I got to clean. And you're not taking time to put your feet on the earth or go out in the trees. Meanwhile, going out in the trees gives you like 17 hours of life. Okay, that's not scientific, but it gives you such a boost that if you on your way home from work just pull over and do a quick trail walk that's maybe even 10 or 15 minutes, when you get home to be with your kids or your roommate or your spouse or your kitty or your family, you're going to be a more alive person. You're going to be more authentic because you took a second to nurture what is important to you. So alignment with your core values. It's also living authentically is also about embracing who you truly are. And this is where someone could say like embracing imperfection, but even that word like just doesn't exist with spirit, because every tree is different. So is any tree imperfect? No, right? Every tree is different. Therefore, every tree is different. So there is no perfect or imperfect. I truly believe that even with humans, like there is no real true standard of beauty or this or that, because uniqueness is beautiful. Somebody being in their light is stunning and magnetic. It's not just about the, you know, your eyes being placed in a certain way or you having a certain shape or whatever. We need to embrace who we are. So maybe we feel socially awkward. Maybe we're not a good artist or our singing voice isn't great. Maybe there's times, like me, where I'm a highly sensitive person. And I'm going to talk more about that as we go forward too, in not in this episode, but in general. And I've had to truly embrace what it means to be highly sensitive and to be an empath and to be an introvert. Like I need space and it's not personal. And I'm thankful that my husband understands that. And I talk to my kids about that, because the more I try to push and pretend that I'm not sensitive, the more I try to pretend that I don't need significant downtime with low stimulation, the more I feel out of authenticity. Like I'm literally living out of authenticity, pretending that I should be able to handle stimulation and life like everybody else. So whether it's the sort of more surface level, like my personality type thing, or it's like these deeper needs, I need this. I work with clients in all different ways, that some with relationships like need a lot of space, whereas others in relationships, they want to live in a tiny home together. Like whatever it is for you, embracing you, embracing what you actually want, how you want to live, what you need to be able to feel good. And I'm so lucky, again, like I said, that my husband understands, because we were having a talk about this the other day and he said, like, you know, we will just continue working together so that you can get what you need. And sometimes it feels hard because we have three kids. There's a lot of stimulation. There's a lot of go, go, going. And sometimes I feel like I can't just ask for downtime and take all this space. And, you know, but at the end of the day, I realize that I need to. So sometimes it's putting down my phone on Sundays. Sometimes it's disappearing to my closet for 15 minutes and not scrolling, actually sitting there in my breath, connecting, grounding, going outside, taking a short walk, going to the beach in the middle of the day to just be by the ocean. Those are all things that have me live authentically. It's not selfish to take time to yourself. It's living authentically. And this is where sometimes we're saying yes to things that we've been nervous about, because our authentic self is like, do it. And we're saying no to things that we just don't want to do and things that drain us. Because we learn that, like, my authentic self doesn't want to go out every weekday or be drinking as much or be in these high stimulation places. Like, I need downtime. So you might say yes to this event and then say no to something else your friend asks you about the next day because you know you need to recharge. So these are just examples. So another, I actually started here though, sorry, I went off on a tangent, but I started by saying embracing imperfection and I kind of went off there, but really embracing who you are, whether somebody else has told you it's not good enough or good enough, or your brain works different, or, you know, these are all on purpose. This is who you are. So remember that you are a rock, you are a tree, you are a cloud. Everybody is different. And neither one, no cloud is more perfect than the other one. They are just all different. So embracing, maybe you're not so good at public speaking. Of course, you can learn how to do anything, but just embracing, even in business, I have clients that are just horrible, like with computers, don't care, don't want to learn. I'm like, you need to hire someone for that. Embrace it. Don't try to push through and be everything. Like actually just get someone to help you and be like, I'm not the computer one. That's why I hired this person. Like sometimes it's that simple of embracing where we are, our strengths and our perceived weaknesses, which they're not, but they're just different, right? So another part of living as your authentic self is genuine connection. And this is something that can be really tough, because if you're like me, my clients, we've built relationships over time with friends, family, whoever, that it's who we were and it's not who we are anymore. So sometimes there needs to be things that shift. Like I said, saying no to going out here, or, you know, at the family gatherings, instead of going and like staying till 10, you go and you leave at 8 or whatever it is, because you need to preserve your energy. But also having genuine connections based in honesty and empathy and mutual love and respect. And so if they're, you know, we probably all have people that go like, oh, that relationship drains me, or this person, this dynamic just doesn't work. And it's okay to take some space. It's okay to speak your truth. I'm not saying you have to say like, you don't do it for me anymore, but you could just, you know, start to fade away from that person or start to engage less, going out a little bit less, engaging a little bit less in the things that are draining. So building relationships around authenticity. And, you know, there's times when there's people close to us that we still don't feel like we can be totally authentic with. And lately I've been trying even more, say with my husband, to go like, well, we're in this for life. So I'm going to speak my truth and I want to hear your thoughts and I want to hear what comes up for you. But sometimes like it's even in the over, you know, the highly sensitive thing, it's hard for me to ask for what I need. But when I get really authentic, I want to say like, you're my teammate. I need you to cover the kids for a minute because I need just a minute of silence or quiet. And that honesty, or even if it's something like, you know, that I'm feeling just within myself, being vulnerable, being authentic, that actually creates depth in relationships. So maybe you don't have 100 million people that you feel you can be truly authentic with, but I would recommend, you know, being open to like-minded people, the people in your life, the besties, the close people, being even more authentic with them, letting your guard down, maybe sharing, being vulnerable with people just that you can trust, of course, not with everybody, but also building relationships around your core values. So health or growth or spirituality is important to me. And I love yoga because it kind of touches on a lot of my core values. So being in circles, going to a yoga studio, meeting new people that are in line with my core values and in line with the same type of lifestyle that I want. So joining groups online, in person, you know, clubs around sort of mutual core values, that can really help to start to build authentic relationships, especially if you're on this spiritual path. It's not for everybody, right? So another aspect, there's just a couple more. Another aspect I want to talk about with living authentically is following your inner guidance. Actually, next week on the path, we are talking about intuition. So it's going to be a great deep dive on that. But living in touch with your intuition and your inner truth. So developing your intuition, I love teaching intuitive development because my clients tend to have such breakthroughs and a tool that they don't need anybody else for. It's your inner guidance, honoring your intuition, your inner guidance, and learning how to trust it, how to follow it, how to lean on it, how to allow it to lead you. It is really, really powerful. So your inner guidance, your intuition, is actually coming from your soul or your highest self or your quantum self guiding you on your highest path like a GPS. It also helps to find clarity of, you know, should I do this or should I do that? Or is this right for me? Or sometimes I'll experience and my clients will just be going along and then it's like a little niggle drops in like, hey, you should, you know, book this thing or, you know, check on this friend or these things that pop in. And when you just don't question it, you just listen to it, it leads you to such miraculous places. Intuition, it's something we all have. No matter how much you think you do or not, you can develop it and develop it quickly. It's more of an awareness. It's more of learning how to access it if you're new rather than if you have it, because everybody does. So your inner guidance is kind of the seed of your authenticity or the voice of your true authentic self. So learning how to follow your inner guidance and instead of asking everybody else, should I do this? What do you think? You know, bouncing it off of everyone to get everybody's take on it, stop and go inside and spend even 10 minutes with some background music and just, does this feel right to me? You know, take some breaths, hands on heart. You know, what does my inner guide have to say? What feels right? What does my heart say? And that is the path to your authentic self and your authentic self guidance. So another thing I want to touch on with being your true authentic self is being self-expressed. And this does mean like allowing yourself to be you. So if you want to dress in more color, if you want to just be hilarious, you know, don't snuff out your light. If your sense of humor is a little edgy, of course, you know, don't offend people or whatever, or maybe do, whatever, just be self-expressed. Because most of us are dumbing it down, going like, I'm too weird, I'm too awkward, you know, I'm too much, I'm not enough, you know, be self-expressed and start to lean into that. And sometimes it'll make you step out of your comfort zone, especially if you're in a business, like be more of you. And that's what I want to say is be more of you. Allow yourself to laugh, allow yourself to be who you truly are, dress how you want to dress, and express yourself in the way you want to express yourself? Do you want to shave off half your head, or do you want to get a piercing, or do you want to stop wearing, you know, the businessy suit and you want to, you know, figure out another way to show up at work in a way that feels aligned with you? Like, you know, be you, truly be you. Okay, so now that we've talked a little bit about the true authentic self and we're starting to sort of sum up, it is being the truest part of you, being the most real part of you, consulting your heart, listening to your intuition, living in alignment with your values and what is most important to you, honoring that truth, honoring what you need, starting to create authentic relationships and being even more authentic within the relationships that you have. All of this together, this is self-growth. This is the quote-unquote work. This is soul ascension. And it's also manifestation. Because when you are in that pocket, whether you are making vision boards or you're saying like, I really want a new car, or I really want to manifest this house or this much money, you can, whether you are doing all that stuff or you're just living authentically, either way, you are magnetic. When you are your authentic self, when you are being who you were meant to be, you have a sparkle inside. It's a sparkle of liberation, of freedom, of feeling free and clear to be who you truly are. And that, my friend, makes you so magnetic. This helps you to manifest love, manifest abundance, success for yourself, clarity, well-being, because you're sitting in the seat of who you truly are, less concerned with all the things you're not and all the things that, what do people think of me? Am I pleasing people in a certain way? You know, what's going, like all this out external shit. You're living internally true to who you are. You start to give less fucks. That is also magnetic in that place because you're listening to your intuition and you're more aligned with your values. You're going to be led to a more happy and peaceful and purpose-filled life. The purpose of this whole experience, Spirit shows me three levels of purpose. I'm not going to get into that right now, but the first level is to remember who you truly are. If nothing else in this lifetime, it has nothing to do with your career. If you remember this about you, if you remember the God source, authentic, real, true soul part of you, you are already in purpose. Why does the soul continue to reincarnate? To grow and to remember more of what it is. So this is not about what you do for a living. To actually be in soul-aligned purpose is to be you. Because if you spend the rest of your life trying to be what everyone thinks you are, just trying to get approval, it's never going to be enough. Because you could go out and you could do some amazing thing and you could even have 10,000 views or it could impress your family or whatever. There's always going to be a naysayer. Or you might get an A++ and your dad or someone else goes like, oh, it could have been an A++, more pluses. There's always going to be haters. There's always going to be someone who's not giving you all the validation. So it has to come from within. And when you're doing that work, you are aligned with who you truly are. That's all your soul actually wants for you. It cares more about your soul cares more about that you are learning who you truly are over if you're making $30,000 months. This is the work that leads to the rest. This is the work that leads to the manifestations. And that's why we're going to go deep into this in the shift, unlocking your true authentic self, that essence. I call it your essence, your blueprint. We're going to encapsulate it over the weekend. We're going to seal it in so that you know how to find that part of you and how to come back to it. It is what turns on your magnetism 1,000,000-fold. And I swear, things like business strategy and all that, it all works when you're lit up. You find your path. I'll have giant surges in podcast listens or Instagram views from nothing I actually did differently. It's because my energy is on fire. That's what causes those surges. Then the right mentors come through, or the right strategy hacks, the right inspiration, the right ideas, and I'm off to the races. And that's where for you, solutions come for your health or clarity or just more peace, waking up in the morning, taking a deep breath and feeling gratitude wash over you because you're excited to live your life, because you're being who you truly are. You're experiencing the fullness of who you truly are, and you've learned to be not only okay with that, confident in who you are. This is truly why you're here. This is why you're doing all the work you're doing, is to just feel really good in life and from that place be a magnet for miracles, for abundance, for manifestation. So if you do nothing else, focus on living authentically. Focus on living true to your way and your being and who you truly are. And if you want help, if you want a massive nudge forward, if you're ready to leap the shit out of that gap, join us in the shift. I cannot wait to see you there. I hope this served you today, Seeker, and I will see you in the next episode, or maybe I'll see you over on the path. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Hey Seeker, thanks so much for tuning in. Before you go, I want to let you know about The Bedtime Ritual. This is a brand new book that I've created that is a 100-day journey of evening journal prompts. The Bedtime Ritual is a perfect tool for bringing in more intentional reflection, self-care, me time, manifestation, all in just one prompt per evening. I know you're going to love The Bedtime Ritual. The link is below and you can find it on Amazon.